Hey, I'm Mike.
And I'm Brian.
And this part of our life is called the Dirty Jersey Podcast. Episode 17, baby.
Back for another episode.
Back again.
It's been over a month.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And Mike hasn't been on since, what's it called? I can tell you.
15, 16, right?
You haven't been on since, October 15th.
You sure about that? No, I was definitely on the last episode, 16.
No, you weren't. You weren't on this one because that was with me and Jay.
Oh, all right.
Actually, no, you were on this one.
Yeah, the forum by Miles Kennedy and all that good stuff.
Wait, let me see if you're on. And you haven't been on since November 9th.
Oh, wow, that's surprising.
So, what's new, Mike?
Saw Pursuit of Happiness over the weekend. Great movie.
Why don't we do a little review of that? Because I saw that too.
You want to start that right now?
Oh, wait. Before we start that, I think we have to do one piece of news.
Up at Dumb Cowboys.
Bill Parcells has retired from coaching. He calls it a career. After three Super Bowls and two NFL championships, Bill Parcells retires from football today, which is the 22nd. And so you know what that means. T.O.'s coming back next year for them. I mean,
my dad said he's a really good coach. I didn't watch too many Cowboys games just because I'm like a fan of them, but. Coach is not home to start.
Yeah, but the thing is, he even said it's either going to be me or Owens, basically.
Why? Was he having a problem with them?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But.
Owens had a problem with them.
I want to see him go to a team and then not have a problem with it. But, anyway, sorry to interrupt for that because I felt that was. This is not my big piece of news.
Yeah, for certain people.
And
a lot of Eagles fans will probably be happy because this. Well, you see, this could bring on two. See, there's two roads that this could go. This could go the road of them getting some, like, rookie coach who doesn't know what he's doing, and the Cowboys could go way downhill, which would be great for Eagles fans. Or it could end up that, who knows, they could get a coach who could all of a sudden, he could be a rookie, but he could be, like, really good. And, I mean, you know, I don't know if it'll be better than Bill Parcells, but he could definitely step up there and do some stuff.
Right now, I think this team needs leadership more than anything.
Yeah.
For the Dallas Cowboys, and I don't like being. I'm not a Cowboys fan at all. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you that they're my arch enemies, but I'm not afraid to admit when a team needs something to be better. But you know what? They just need a leader, and I don't see Tony Romo as that player, their quarterback. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How about the Colts and the Bears?
That's what I was gonna go into next. It's Peyton Manning's offense versus Brian Urlacher's defense. Who will win the Colts or the Bears? My prediction. I'm gonna go with the Bears.
The Bears?
Are
you a fan of the Bears?
I'm a fan of the Bears, and yeah. I think the Bears are better. I just got a Bears jersey.
Oh, yeah?
A nice. Mitchell and Ness of one. It was,
Whoa.
Hold on. That's over there. But anyway. But I got it for free. I'm going to get into my standards and how I got it. And it wasn't stealing. Anyway.
Anyway. That's a great way to make it look inconspicuous, friend.
I can tell you, look at. Here's Chris Carter. Here's his 6 points to what's in the game. And I definitely agree with this. Indianapolis has an effective running game and Peyton Manning. So they're gonna go with
the
Colts offense. And do you say Colts offense?
I'd say Colts offense.
I go Bears defense.
Bears defense stuff.
Definitely the Bears special teams.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Tony Dungy's so, how do I say that? He's more, he's been to a Super Bowl as a player, yeah. So I think he can handle it.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll give him the coaching. Yeah. I think they're the best. And I don't know.
Intangibles.
I don't know what that means.
Don't worry about that.
And the wild card, Bears.
Yeah.
But anyway, so who do you think is going to win, Indy or Chicago?
I'm hoping for Chicago. I have a bad feeling Indianapolis might win just because even though the Bears have a great defense, and, you know, the best defense or the best offense is good defense, you know what he said.
Yeah.
But the fact is that if Indianapolis really works their offense, they might just blow down the field every chance they get. And even though the Bears' defense might be good, I'm saying if the Colts offense turns out to be better than the Bears' defense,
yeah,
then the Bears could definitely be screwed, because even though Indianapolis' defense might not be that good, if they're blowing down the field, making score after score, the Bears might not be able to make a huge impact with their offense as well as Indianapolis is doing. But the fact that it's not like if they both had really good offenses and bad defenses, then it could be like any kind of game right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hoping for the Bears. My guess right now, actually, I'm going to say Indianapolis.
See, but the problem is, Indianapolis didn't play that great of a game yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
Peyton Manning was nervous as hell. And
yeah, that's true.
And then that was during the NFC Championship. I mean, the AFC Championship.
The Super Bowl. I thought he was going to be on the Super Bowl. Right. I mean, that's another thing you have to take into consideration is just the player's psychology, how they're going to handle, you know, being in the Super Bowl. When was the last time the Colts went to a Super Bowl?
This is the first time. Oh, but another statistic. This is the first time any black coach has coached a Super Bowl team.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so this is, and there's two black coaches this year.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, no, I'm saying, because Manning was pretty damn nervous last night.
Yeah, you're not, you never know how he's going
to. And you know what? You got to take into consideration of how it gets, like you just said, but imagine remember how Donovan McNabb handled it?
Oh, yeah.
He was puking. He was.
Oh, yeah. Well, he never really handled the warmer weather better. Because they were down in Jacksonville that year, right?
Yeah, but they're down in Florida.
But still, you could definitely tell. He didn't have his chin strap on, his chin guard on most of the game. He was just, he definitely looked out of it. He did not
He was sick. He just was. He was too nervous for that game.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why I think if they came back a year or two from now, maybe the Eagles, and made it to another Super Bowl, I think Donovan would handle a lot better. Because he'd be used to the pressure a little more. And plus, I mean, the Patriots, they were like the four, what was it, like four consecutive years, the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but they lost, no, three out of 4 years they got the Super Bowl.
They won, right.
Yeah, and they won. So like one year they did, and then 1 year they didn't, and then they played the Eagles, that was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But you gotta remember, though, it wasn't the team it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah, I'm not saying that that has anything to do with Indianapolis.
But it lost Deion. See, they lost Deion Branch to the Seahawks, and that changed a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, because they're definitely not even close to the team that they were.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta think of this. Indianapolis is really not that good, because think about this. They were awesome for the beginning of the year. They came out smoking and firing. But towards the end of the season, they just, like, stomped. Kind of, basically. And they were losing embarrassing games. And you know what? You guys think about what Peyton Manning did. He didn't really do much for his team yesterday. Sure, he threw 349 yards, but he only threw one touchdown, and he did throw an interception.
Yeah, and same as Tom Brady, so it wasn't
they had pretty identical
records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Did you watch the Bears game?
No, I didn't get a chance, actually.
Well, see, here's what I did. They kept putting in this guy. His name was, what the hell's his name? Benson. What's his first name?
Troy?
No, it's just like, is he a running back, Troy Benson?
I think, I don't know.
Well, this Benson guy. Cedric Benson.
Oh, that's it.
I think, they kept putting him in because he's the first string.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't put in Thomas Jones. They kept putting in Benson over Jones, and Jones was, every time we put in, he got, a first down.
He just kept
doing it. And he had two TDs.
Yeah.
I mean, but Reggie Bush looked terrible yesterday. 19 yards.
It's horrible.
You know what? That really makes you stop and think about how bad the Eagles must be if they can't beat this team.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I really think the way the Eagles were playing, I really thought they could beat the Bears, but
they could have beaten the Saints, but they punted away their season. Like, I don't get why that happened, but I don't know. I think, honestly, I know this is going to sound crazy, but what might have actually been happening is Andy Reid might have just been thinking to himself, I want to get this season over with, because we're not going to go much further. And he probably thought, I might just want to get this over with so that we can get in training camp earlier again and, you know, get the team really ready for next year. And I think that might have been just a little bit of what was going through his head, even if it was subconsciously and he didn't even really intentionally do it because of that.
But you know what? I'm having trouble seeing Andy Reid coming back next year.
Really?
I just don't think he should be back. After how he acted this season, he's just made so many mistakes without his career. He's done his job, and now it's time to move on. And I'm all for making Marty Morningway the coach, because when Marty Morningway makes the calls, you have a better scoring game, and we win.
Yeah.
But when Andy Reid's making the calls, you see games like St. New Orleans.
Or what? That wasn't yesterday. Wasn't
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
But you see what happened, and then you're going to keep seeing that happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get off of football. Let's do what we originally were going to start off with. The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yes.
Very good. And after this, we'll talk about the Oscar buzz and the Golden Globes. Okay, Mike, what do you think of The Pursuit of Happiness?
Great movie. Definitely the best. You know, I like a lot of action movies and stuff, but this was one of those movies for the first time in a while that caught me without having to have action, violence, sex, whatever all that crap is, you know? It was actually one of those, like, inspirational movies that really caught me. And
yeah.
It's definitely, yeah, and Will Smith definitely played an excellent part. I mean,
I think if he doesn't get an Oscar,
he should definitely, because
at least be nominated.
When an actor goes, goes out of their way and goes out of their normal comfort zone of, you know, acting. Like, Will Smith was so known for comedies most of the time.
Yeah.
And same thing, kind of like how Adam Sandler now is doing some more serious parts. Like, even Clicky was actually acting a lot more. And, I don't know, did you see the preview for the new movie he's going to be in?
Who's Sandler?
Yeah, I forget the name of it. It looked really good though. Like, he actually looked like he was playing another one of those serious parts. But yeah, when an actor, you know, they go out of their way like that and they do something completely different and they pull it off that well.
Yeah.
You know that's when you know, like, this is an actor. They are definitely, you know, Hollywood.
Oh, Rain on Me. I want to see that.
Rain Over Me. That's what it is.
He's just someone, like, lost his family. It's definitely, what's his name in it?
I forget the guy's name. I've seen him in tons of movies.
Don Cheadle.
Is that his name?
Yeah, and Jada Pinkett Smith and Liv Tyler and all.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to see this movie just because, I saw the preview. I actually thought it was going to be a comedy at first.
Yeah. Because it is, yeah.
Do you know what it's about? A man who lost his family on September 11th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's when he lost them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that's when it was. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, check that out. Check out Rain Over Me. But let's get on.
Yeah, let's get back to The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, so,
But I think Will Smith, if he doesn't get an Oscar notch for this, at least, like, a nomination.
Yeah. Didn't he already get a nomination?
That's for Golden Globe. They don't know that's an Oscar thing yet. He lost Oscar to, Jamie Foxx for Dreamgirls, which was a horrible
movie. Was that last year? Or?
This year.
Oh, this year?
You didn't watch Golden Globes?
No. I miss this stuff.
Are you gonna watch Oscars then?
I'm busy.
You probably watch Oscars.
Yeah, definitely. Oscars.
But this movie, what's it called?
I love the, you know what I really liked? The whole symbolism. I don't want to give away too much. Little spoiler alert here. Just start skipping, like, ahead, like, 30 seconds.
No, don't even. Just, like, hold your ears until you hear me start screaming.
Yeah, anyway, But I loved the symbolism of, you know, when he got the new light bulb for his scanner.
Yeah.
And it finally turned on. And it was, like, light. It was, like, a totally, like, a new hope for him.
Yeah.
Because he finally could probably, he would hopefully make it if he kept working at his job, at his internship. And it was just, like, when you saw that light go on, like,
you felt, like, just standing up and going.
Yeah, yeah, and just clapping, like, applauding. Yeah, that was a great movie. I was so nervous for him at the end too, when they actually, you know, were gonna tell him if he got the job or not. And I was actually, yeah, I mean, if I was any more sensitive of a person, I might have cried.
Who are you with?
My girlfriend.
Did she cry?
No.
I mean, because I remember I watched it with my mom. I watched it with a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
So we went to the movies and saw it. And my mom cried. And yeah. Justin Spence was sitting there. What? But no.
I think she kind of looked like she was maybe going there, but yeah. It was powerful, that movie.
I thought it was a very good movie. And
just how dedicated he was. Chris Gardner.
But yeah, exactly. And
the fact that, you know, I mean, anyone could have gone for that internship, but the fact that he went for the internship, he had to sell his scanners, he was living in, like, literally crap area.
He was living in bathrooms. He was just trying to make a life.
And he had a son to take care of without his mother. The fact that he pulled all that off just shows people, you know, you can do anything you want with your life. As long as you're trying hard enough, you can definitely do whatever you want.
Because
if you put your mind to it, you're definitely going to achieve it.
I mean, but, I remember, because I was in the movie, it was 2 weeks after, debut.
Oh, yeah.
So
there weren't, like, a ton of people in there.
Yeah, there was
a lot.
It was packed.
Oh, really?
But everyone clapped at the end. Everyone!
Yeah.
I mean, it was that kind of movie.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Speaking of movies, let's talk about some other ones, that have a lot of Oscar buzz, which I've seen. I go to the movies. I see movies. I go to the movies. Anyway. But, no, I think my favorite movie, and I feel that it should win some awards, and it's called The Departed. I have a copy.
Oh, The Departed, yeah.
I have a copy for you. Oh, my dad's down on a movie watch.
Real quick, what would you rate Pursuit of Happiness? You know, 4 stars, 3.5, 3.
What do you want to do, 1 out of 10?
No, like out of 4 stars, like they always do.
What do I think it's going to get, or what would I give it?
What would you give it?
I'd give it 3.5, but I think it's going to get 3.
I'd give it a 3.5, definitely.
And I thought the best part was that he was doing all this, all these jobs, and still trying to make a life for him and his son.
Exactly, yeah. Like I was saying earlier, yeah. Just the amount of determination that went into all that.
And you know, the real Chris Gardner was in that movie.
Where?
In the very end, they walk.
Oh.
But, cool. But, anyway, moving on. What's new? Let me see. Let's get into some music news. Sorry, my computer.
Speaking of music news, Paul Reed Smith, for those of you who know the company, have released a whole new line of guitars, mainly signature models. Artists like Mark Tremonti, I believe Dave Navarro might have gotten a new one.
Oh, really?
I think Chris Henderson from Three Doors Down may have gotten a new one. I'm positive of Mark Tremonti, though, just because I'm an Alter Bridge freak. But, yeah, they're looking really nice. Hmm. Can't wait. I'm probably going to maybe pick up an Alter Mark Tremonti model if I can save the money. They're not going to be available widely, I don't think, for another year. You'll start seeing them in 6 months, but it'll be, like, really rare to find them. But, yeah, so, I mean, that gives you plenty of time to save up because they're going to be expensive guitars. You know, these are like Gibson Les Pauls here, like, quality. So.
All right. For all you people that are following the Heather Mills and Paul McCartney divorce, Heather Mills has denied that all the rumors that there will be a settlement, which is...
Sloppy relationship.
Someone's calling me. Someone calls me, you'll see the screen shake. But, no, and... What's it called? Let me see this. Little Wayne getting sued. Who cares?
I don't even know who he is. Keith Urban is on rehab.
You didn't know he's out of rehab?
No, I had no idea he was even on drugs.
He was on. It was alcohol.
Oh, it was alcohol.
Did you see the new Catherine McPhee album cover?
Whoa, she's got an album.
Yes, I think it's. Hold on, it's pretty racy.
Racy? Really?
Yeah.
You spelled it wrong.
I don't care. Because everyone's saying because she was covering.
Oh, wow.
For McPhee? Definitely. I mean, she went from, like, the girl next door to the slut next door. But anyway, That's a direct quote from Yahoo.
Cliche. It's total cliche.
I know.
With like every single star. Yeah, you should have seen it coming though. I mean, she's you know, with the quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction back in American Idol.
I think Justin Timberlake's doing the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, really?
They're going to let him do it because
I thought Prince was doing it.
I don't know.
My dad said when they were showing like the commercial, he thought he heard like a Prince song.
Someone told me they were doing
I'd love to see Prince do it. Prince is amazing.
I mean, Prince, I'm glad he's made a comeback and he's back into the music business.
Well, you know what? We're messing up because it's the artist formerly known as Prince.
Let me see if we can make a symbol over the microphone. But, anyway, I want to review, I just got a new CD. No, I didn't get a new CD. Oh, yeah, I got the new Michael Graves CD, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah?
If you ever listen to The Misfits, you would know. This one's called Return to Earth, and if you like Michael Graves, The Misfits, you'll definitely like the CD, and I'm just saying. It's called Return to Earth, Michael Graves. Probably be hard to find it in, what's it called? And you can borrow that if you want. I got it for Christmas. But, the Clerks 2 soundtrack. But if you like The Misfits or anything, you'll like this new CD. It's, for Graves fans, it's not, disappointing. We're covering sports, movies, music. What else is there? Let's call Lee's up and see if he has any new movie man news.
Come on, speaker, you think?
Yeah. You have a better speaker than me?
Not likely.
Actually, no, you have Verizon, so it'll work better.
Oh, because he's got Verizon?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's see, let's get that. Contacts. Joey, here, you talk to him.
Here, can we put on speakers?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
You're on the podcast.
Oh, well, hi.
Do you have any, new movie man stuff you want to talk about real quick?
Do I can live up to my standards of that.
Okay.
That and Pan's Labyrinth was pretty cool.
What was?
Yeah, not Pan's Labyrinth. Emporia of the Month. I just got down DVD. It's pretty good.
I know what you're talking about.
What is it?
Pan's Labyrinth. Sorry if this quality sucks. He's on speakerphone here, people.
Yeah. Oh my god. I got a Wii finally.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where?
Huh?
Where? When?
I got it at Target yesterday.
When did you get there?
I got the Wii,
No, when did you get there? Like, what time in the morning?
Oh, yeah, my mom drove me in the morning at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, what, did you sit outside there for, like, 2 hours?
Yeah, it was worth it, though.
Were there people, like, camping?
I didn't camp, my mom bought a chair, but that was pretty much
it. Were there other people camping there?
I think there were people in their cars. Yeah.
Did you see Mike's dad there?
Yeah, my dad went at like 2 hours late, so I didn't get one, but.
What time did he go?
It was like 10 or something. They opened like 8, so it was way too late.
Yeah, they were sold out in like the first half hour.
Yeah, well, not surprising at all.
How many units did they get?
They got about like 50 of them.
Yeah, and then the Target and Turner's all got about 85, I think.
Really?
Yeah, but they all went too, like half an hour.
If you were there at the right time, you think you were going to get one?
Yeah, but it's just the fact that I wasn't there at the right time.
Well, I'll have to go.
All right. Hey, thanks for popping in real quick.
I wish you visit with someone else. Dan the man.
Oh, no. He's not going to be on the podcast.
He loves the podcast.
Does he?
Yeah.
Has he been on before?
Yeah.
When?
Oh. Back.
Oh, that time. Right.
The forbidden dark times. Give him a call.
Give him a call.
Wait, is he Verizon or Singular?
I don't know.
No, no, he has a...
Does he have a reason to be on the podcast?
Because we have nothing to talk about. Think of something to talk about, and then we won't call him.
Oh, how about that, did you see the new Transformers trailer?
No.
Ooh, ooh, people, you gotta check this stuff out.
Check the answers, Jim. But,
Well, go to, ifilm.com. They have it in a really nice quality. That or IGN. They actually showed, like, Optimus Prime, some of the transformations. Really good stuff. They haven't showed Megatron yet. I need to see Megatron.
When
and
does it come out?
2008, maybe? No, it's like fall this year thing, I think.
Really?
And then there's an Iron Man movie coming out in 2008 alongside the new James Bond. So that's going to be some fierce competition. Be sure. I will definitely check those out, so...
What's it called? Do you know when the Simpsons movie's coming out?
No idea. I want to say, like, summer of this year.
I know it's in the summer, I just don't know the month. Because they should be coming out with a full trailer soon.
Definitely.
I mean...
And then, Spider-Man comes out, what, like, May, June?
Spider-Man comes out in a couple months.
Yeah.
Didn't they come out with a new trailer, too?
Yeah, but they don't want to show much. They still haven't seen Venom. They showed it once at Comic-Con. And it was just kind of, I don't know, it was like blurry because someone did it with a like camera phone. They took the video of it, so no one really ever caught it, and they never really released it.
But what's it called? We're gonna go. I heard me, you, and Joe are gonna go see it. IMAX.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I'm letting you guys know this will be the final audio episode.
Yes.
And February 12th will be the premiere. I already have the date.
Oh, nice.
February 12th will be the premiere, so we gotta get filming soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Of
the
video podcast.
Yes, our video podcast special to end the season, right?
End the show.
Jeez.
I mean, because we both, I think everyone kind of lost
interest.
Not interest as much as time and.
Yeah, schedules, busy.
I mean, because we're not even getting episodes done within a month. And that's why this one has to be done very soon.
Yeah.
And... for the last
reaching
audio,
on 27 minutes here.
Ended at 30.
Ended at 30? Perfectly right on 30?
Exactly.
Right on that last millisecond.
But, let me think. Let's think. Why don't we just end it?
Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, I guess this is it. The final audio episode of the Dirty Jersey Podcast.
I'm Brian Mullen.
And I'm Mike. And this part of our life is happiness.